Kroger Tender A Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get a better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger-cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. 2 days have passed since Peg Martin failed in her attempt to break up the romance and coming marriage of Penny Gibbs and wealthy Barry Carlton. And for 2 days, Peg has scarcely stirred from her room. Today, however, she went downtown, and on her return says to Penny,
Penny, may I talk to you for a few minutes?
Of course, Peg. You know, I've been worried about you. You haven't been yourself for 2 days.
I know. I'm sorry if I've been so moody. I know it's unpleasant to have someone grumbling around the house. That's why I stayed in my room most of the time.
What's the matter, Peg?
Oh, a lot of things. But I won't bore you with all of them. I went downtown this morning to quit my job.
To quit your job? Well, you didn't, did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, I thought you liked it. You were getting along so well. You were going to get a promotion.
It seemed wonderful then, Penny, but it isn't now.
Did something go wrong at the store, Peg? Is that why you're so unhappy?
No, the store had nothing to do with it. I gave up my job because, well, Penny, I'm going to leave.
Leave?
Yes, I think I've seen enough of Rossville, and Rossville's seen enough of me.
Peg, this is such a surprise, I can hardly believe it. I mean, I thought you liked Rossville so much that you wanted to send Julia to school here.
It is a lovely place to bring up children, darling, and I would like Julia to go to school and grow up here, but I'm afraid that just can't be.
Well, if it can't, it can't.
When are you leaving? Today.
Well, why so suddenly?
Well, I'm sick, Penny. Nerves, I guess. Besides, Mother isn't well. Remember that letter I got from her the other day, don't you?
Yes.
Well, I didn't tell you at the time because you had enough of your own to worry about without hearing my troubles, but Mother said she was rather ill and asked me if I couldn't come down for a little while.
Oh, Peg, you should have gone before this.
I know. But I was feeling so badly myself that I wouldn't have been much good to Mother. Besides, George said he was coming back to Rossville today and then going on to New York.
Well, it should be a nice drive.
Yes, I think it should be. When George left town, he said he'd be back this morning, so I guess I'll be leaving for New York with him sometime this afternoon.
How long will you be gone, do you know?
Oh, just a few days, week at the most. Could I leave Julie with you, or would she be too much of a nuisance?
No, she's no bother.
Well, it would be helpful if I could come back for her later. I don't think it's right for me to take Julie home now if Mother's very ill.
Well, I think you can probably do more for your mother if you don't have Julie to worry about. You're sure you won't worry about leaving her with us, though?
Oh, I couldn't leave her in better hands. Oh, Penny, I'm going to run upstairs and pack. It's almost noon, and George should be here any minute.
I'll come up and help you.
Oh, would you, Penny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks, you're a darling. Oh, Penny, I'm sorry that one of two of your friends haven't liked me.
Peg, we can't all be liked by everyone.
I know, but no one should. Well, I'll skip it. I'm just sorry, that's all. I hope we're still good friends.
We always will be, Peg. We've been friends for a lot of years, even though there was a long time when we didn't see each other. And I don't see any reason why we won't be just as friendly as ever through all the years to come, apart and together, no matter where we are or what we're doing.
Oh, that's the doorbell, Peg. Will you get it?
Yes, Penny.
If it's Barry, tell him I'll be down in about 5 minutes.
All right.
Right on the dot of noon, it's good old George.
Hello, George. Come in.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
I drive all the way from the shore at 70 miles an hour because I'm going to hear the good...
Shut up, you fool.
Oh, it's happened, but nobody knows it's happened yet, is that it?
No, that's not it.
Well, what is?
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Oh, you mean you haven't had a chance to try it yet. And that's it, isn't it?
No, that's not it either. Oh, come on into the living room where it's safer to talk.
Well, what do we have to do any safe talking for? Hey, whose luggage is this?
Mine. You're driving to New York this afternoon, aren't you?
Yeah, for a big celebration, I thought.
We'll celebrate if you want to, but I don't think you'll want to. George, I'm going to New York with you. I have to get out of town.
Have to get out? Why?
He plain ordered me out.
He? Who's he?
Barry. Barry Carlton. George, it didn't work.
You tried it, and it didn't work?
I just threw myself at him, George. I tried every feminine trick I know. But I was no more attractive to him than a broken match.
I can't believe it. Well, you bungle it somehow. You're slipping. Why that weakling?
He isn't weak, George. That's the trouble. He may act weak because he doesn't have to make people think he's strong. But he's no weakling, George. And he's not stupid either. He's seen right through me from the very start. And been laughing at me.
Why, I ought to go up there and...
Oh, don't be an idiot, George. What good would that do? Only make matters worse. I feel bad enough now. George, you will take me to New York, won't you?
Sure.
You don't want to, though, do you? I'm no good to you now. But, George, I have to get out of town. If I don't leave town, he'll tell Penny I tried to take him away from her, and I can't face the punishment I'd get for that.
I'll be leaving at 3. I'll be back for you then.
You will come back for me, though, won't you? You won't leave town without me.
No, I won't. I'd say come along with me now, only I guess you want time to pack up the kid and say goodbyes.
Oh, I can run through the goodbyes in 5 minutes, and we're not taking Julie.
No? Oh?
But I'll wait till you get back at 3 to leave with you. I'd better put on a sad mother-daughter parting for Penny and the old folks.
You never do stop scheming, do you, sweetheart?
I can't afford to. George, you almost laughed just then. You're not angry.
No. Why should I get sore, sweetheart? All right, so we lost the big melon. We had no business figuring how we were going to cut it up until we knew it was ripe, so we made a mistake. Maybe we've learned a lesson and we'll do better next time.
Oh, George, you're a darling.
Oh, no, I'm not. I just figured there are enough suckers in this world to go around. We just haven't bumped into the sucker men for us. Oh, we will. And then we'll... Well, that's starting to cut an unripe melon again, isn't it? Look, I'll be back for you at 3, honey. Be sure to turn on your best set of tears when you say goodbye to that kid of yours.
Oh, don't worry. But when you get back and see my red eyes, don't you laugh.
Don't worry. I'll look sad-eyed, too.
You'd better.
Guess I can afford to be long-faced for a while. Yeah, we can laugh ourselves sick all the way to New York.
Yes. All the way. All the way to New York. Barry?
Yes, Penny?
Darling, I know this is a silly time to ask. We're already on the way, but would you mind very much if we didn't go to the country club dance tonight?
No, not at all, darling. What would you like to do? Just keep driving?
For a while. Then let's go to some tiny place where it's quiet and we can relax.
Suits me fine. I know just the spot, but it's a long drive.
Well, it's restful riding. If it doesn't tire you too much to drive, I'd like it.
With the top down and the moon out and the sky full of stars, even driving a long way is peaceful and restful. And nothing's difficult if it's for you.
Oh, I like being loved as much as you love me.
I like loving you so much. It's the easiest thing I've ever had to do.
But you don't have to.
Oh, yes, I do. Some power forces me to.
What power?
You.
I don't like forcing you into anything.
Well, I don't ever want you to stop.
I have a very terrible fit for you.
What?
I'll never stop.
Good. Well, we just passed the driveway to the country club. Goodbye, dance. Hello, open road and a quiet little place I know.
Oh, it sounds good. I'm relaxed already. I think the thought of that dance tired me.
Well, maybe you should have stayed home and rested.
No, I wanted to get out of the house.
Why?
No special reason. I just wanted to get out.
Oh.
Barry.
Hmm?
Peg left for New York this afternoon.
Yes, I know.
What did I tell you?
No, I haven't given you time to tell me anything with the way I've jabbered all evening. I phoned your house this morning while you were out. Peg told me.
Oh, I see.
How long is she going to be gone?
Just a few days.
A few days, huh? She told me she was leaving for good.
Oh, yes, she is, really, but she's coming back in a few days to get Julie.
Funny she didn't take Julie with her to begin with.
She said her mother was ill, and she doesn't think she'll be able to handle Julie right away.
Oh, I see. Well, your house is going to be relatively empty again, then, isn't it?
Slightly.
I suppose you're sorry to see Peg go. Or aren't you?
I guess it's a pretty awful thing to say, but I'm a little bit glad she's going.
You are? Why?
I don't know why exactly. I seem to be under a strain when I saw her lately. I couldn't understand what caused it.
Well, I think you've been under a strain generally, dear.
Maybe so. Anyway, I noticed the strain went away almost the instant Peg and George drove off.
Oh, she drove down with George?
Mm-hmm. Wonder where they are now.
Well, let's see. It's 11 o'clock now. When did they leave?
Oh, about 3.
8 hours. Well, if they're still driving and going at a reasonable speed, they're just about at Saunders City now. Hey, we'll have to drive to New York sometime, Penny. It's a great way to see the country. Greatest way in the world.
What did that sign say this way, George?
Saunders City.
Mm-hmm.
Say, there's a good hotel there, Peg. You want to stop?
No, let's drive on. I want to put Rossville behind me as fast as I can.
Peg, don't hate the place because you flopped there. I flopped in one thing or another in almost every town in this country. And some of them are still my favorite spots.
But I hate Rossville. I wish there was some way for me to be sure I'd never see it again.
Oh, I think you'll change your mind.
Oh, not about that place. Oh, no.
Well, now, maybe you will after you've rested up. That fellow Carton is still a very rich man, you know. And you can cause as much trouble for a man with a wife as without one. Maybe more.
Are you suggesting that I go back to Rossville and try again?
It's something to think about. Now, maybe you haven't seen the last of Rossville, sweetheart. But what's worse for Rossville, maybe it hasn't seen the last of you.
You might be able to talk me into it.
He's still an attractive melon, isn't he? Well, maybe your friend Penny said goodbye to you this afternoon, but I think she'll say hello again one of these days.
So Peg Martin plans on causing trouble for Penny in the future, does she? Will Penny find happiness as Mrs. Barry Carlton, only to lose it to an enemy who pretends to be her friend? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger Cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger Cut Beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger Cut Beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get Kroger Cut Beef right away at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.